Dead in trespasses and sin, clutched as everyone else by the word, the flesh, and the devil, without hope. In that he died for all the people which live, those that he chose that would be. Not commitment to a cold smooth, commitment to a living master who by his spirit is alive to claim and live now. And the hound of heaven chooses you for God to work that purpose in you, which starts with you saying, "Here I am, Lord, do it." To make you without blame before him, in love foreordaining, having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. It doesn't take too much common sense to figure out that if you are born a potential heir to the royal household in Britain, responsibility, behavioral shapings and trainings, expectations, lifestyle is inevitably affected. That's the problem with Princess Di and Charles. You can forfeit the throne, you can forfeit the crown, you can find a divorcee and live in the Bahamas. I could use a more apt word, which had been common, was enforced in us. This is the point I'm making. Common. There's a responsibility. You are not chosen to be pampered and catered to and allowed to be what you want to be. You can choose to return to that state with the rest of us. A newborn child is an heir to the throne. Dirties diapers, spills his food all over himself, and is as obnoxious. Probably looks like Bill Cosby said his baby looked like when he whispered in his wife's ear in that funny monologue, "Honey, you just came back to Elizabeth." But he has a destiny. He's heir to the throne. I expect everything to happen to him.
This is my say, oh, God, what's this one?
Jesus Christ. Here's the other poor steel work. God's good pleasure, his will. He wants what he wants. And he don't want nothing else. Double negative, no, Stacy. He doesn't want what he wants. He wants what he wants. You're the stupid fools that we are. Listen to the craftiness of Satan and the corrupt, deceiving desires of the flesh and think that's what we want. The Spirit comes to set us free, that flowing through us might be God's will instead of our will.